Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone did enjoy their weekend. We had a replay on yesterday, but today we're coming right back to the book of John chapter 14. I had an awesome weekend. We are having a revival at our church, the City of Faith Family Worship Center, and the revival is every Friday this month. The month of March. Please come and join us at 7 p.m. on Friday. We had a dynamic speaker this past Friday, and we're going to have three more speakers this month, Friday at 7 p.m. So please come and join us. The address is 6265 University Avenue, San Diego, and the zip code is 92115. So come and join us. Let's go before the Lord in prayer before we get started. Lord, I love you on today. I pray that you bless us through your word. Help us to understand your word that we may be able to appropriate it in our lives and also to share it with others, Lord, that those that hear it may be saved, may be delivered, and may be set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, John chapter 14, we had left off talking about, we went from verse 1 through about verse 10. And Thomas had asked Jesus a question when Jesus said, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow me now." And he was asking, you know, why can't we go? And then you had Philip. He had asked Jesus to show him the Father because Jesus was saying, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." But Philip was saying, "Well, show us the Father." And Jesus said, "Have I been so long with you that you don't understand that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" And so we left off reading verse 10. So we'll reread that to get the context back. And it says, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, for the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." Jesus had repeated this before, I believe to the Pharisees, with saying that if you don't believe me, what I'm saying and who I am saying that I am, then believe the works, because there were many miracles that were being done. Well, the disciples were right along with him. They saw the miracles and they were still having some struggles with it. And I know sometimes we have struggles with it. We are walking with God, but sometimes we have a little bit of struggles with it. And I was reminded last night, I was watching this program on CNN about Jesus. It's called Jesus Fact, Fiction, or Forgery, or something like that. And I was watching that, and they were talking about John the Baptist. And remember that John the Baptist had saw Jesus, and when he was baptizing, and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." He baptized Jesus. He saw the Spirit descending like a dove on Jesus, and the sky opened, and the voice of God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Well, you go further chapters into the book, and there is John in prison for what he was saying about Herod, because remember he was saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Herod had married his brother's wife. And so John the Baptist were speaking out against that, and they imprisoned John for it. And John had said something while he was in prison. He's told his disciples, "Go to Jesus and ask Jesus, is he the one, or shall they look for another?" Now, you would think that if you were the one that baptized Jesus, the Spirit told you, "Behold, the Lamb of God," the Spirit you saw descend on Jesus like a dove, you heard the sky open, and "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," why would he need to ask him again, "Are you the one, are you the Messiah, or should we still be looking for another?" That enemy has a way, especially when he gets you isolated, to trip up the very truth that you heard, to cause you to question the truth. to cause you to reevaluate what you already know to be true. He does it in natural things and he does it in spiritual things, but pretty much most things are spiritual. He does it, and next thing you know, you're all confused and you're thinking, did I hear correctly? Am I saved? Did he deliver me from my sins? You will start to question things. That enemy is after our mind, and we have to continue to feed our mind with the Word of God and continue in it and continue in prayer and continue in believing, because that enemy comes along and he constantly is challenging us on the truth. And he did it right here with the disciples. They are walking with Jesus, and still there is some problems with fully believing, because that sin nature and that spirit of disbelief is very prevalent in the land, and they were still struggling with it. So let's look at verse 12 of John chapter 14. It says, and this is Jesus speaking, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now that Jesus has ascended to the Father, and we're going to get in a few verses later, talk about the Comforter, and we'll probably get into that tomorrow or the following day, that now that Jesus has gone back to God, he is on the right hand of the Father. He has sent the Spirit of truth with us. Now we are the ambassadors of Christ. We are Christ's representatives in the land. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians, and let's start at verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He has given the saints the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile others to God. What is reconciliation? It is the restoration of a friendly relationship, as Webster calls it. You know, we were at odds with God. We were enemies of God. We were going against God in every way, until the light shined within us and we began to have the spirit of believing, which God is responsible for. And we started to believe, and God came after us, and we accepted the invitation, and we believed, and we became reconciled back to God. We became reunited with him. We were brought together with him again. We got a union with him. But that came through the blood of Jesus. When the spirit of reconciliation came in from the sacrifice of Christ, then we were able to believe. And so now we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. And now we go to unbelievers, or those that are struggling with their belief, and we are the ambassadors, the representatives of God, to reconcile them back to the Father. That is our responsibility. And we do this now because Jesus has gone back to the Father, but he has left a Comforter with us. And it's our job to reconcile people back to God. I'm going to stop right there for today. Please join me on The Word in Me tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.